It's a wonderful experience to turn to Christ and get saved. Keep in mind, however, this is not the end, but the beginning. From the moment of salvation until he meets the Lord face to face, the believer is ordained a fruit bearer to propagate the good news of God. Every possible opportunity must be taken to share the truth. One of the greatest needs of the hour is that every true believer in Jesus Christ dedicate himself to the task of reaching children, young people, and adults for the Son of God. Millions need to be told that Christ lives and has provided salvation for all who will receive him by faith. The cults are busy printing literature by the tons, deceiving people, turning them toward hell. We who know Christ and possess the true light must spread this light to the ends of the earth so those who are lost in the darkness of sin might experience saving faith through our Redeemer and Lord. Why is it that some of the cults are so much more successful in reaching people around the world than are those of us in the evangelical faith? Could it be that they care more for the people than we do? It would appear that some of them do. We who are in the body of Jesus Christ must put first things first. What are the first things? Well, Jesus made it clear in Acts the first chapter, verse 8, where his words are recorded, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Jesus is speaking here of worldwide coverage. This is our Lord's commission to his people, to get the good news of the gospel to everyone at home and abroad, so they might have at least one opportunity to be eternally saved. This is the present day church's responsibility. Every gospel preaching church should be a missionary church. Regrettably, comparatively few of them are. Many churches seem to be more interested in pouring thousands upon thousands of dollars into buildings while helpless and deluded souls drown in sin. Evangelism is not only the church's responsibility, but every believer's business. We have a personal responsibility to God to sow the seeds of truth in the hearts of everyone. Missions will go forward as they should, only to the extent that responsibility is shouldered by individuals. I believe this will be one of the issues at the judgment seat of Christ as Christians appear before the Son of God. The question will doubtless be raised, "What have you done to reach the lost for Christ?" After someone in love reached you, how did you respond? What did you do to pass the gospel on to others? It seems that the prophet Isaiah experienced three important steps in his relationship to the Lord. First, we read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, that he saw the Lord. This is where it all begins. When the child of God truly sees Christ, he will be a changed person. Now, I'm not talking about seeing him with the physical eye. I'm talking about the spiritual eye. Following this, in verse 5, Isaiah cried out, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips." After he got a glimpse of his living Lord, he was convicted of his sin. He saw himself as he was, and the result was repentance with a desire for holiness. Then, in verse 8, the question came to him, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Immediately, Isaiah cried out, "Here am I, send me." He got a vision of the Lord, then a vision of himself so that he could get his own heart right before the Lord. Next, he got a vision of the helpless multitudes who needed to hear about the grace of the Lord. This is the normal course of experience for one who really wants the will of God. Many there are, however, who have experienced the superficial type of Christianity, which is empty and shallow, with no burden or concern for those who need Christ. And the reason? They haven't come to grips with their own sin. They haven't claimed Jesus Christ as Lord of all. Some of them have had only a mere church experience. What they need is a heart experience with God. This may be your need today, for I tell you, when Christ becomes your Lord, you will no longer be able to live for yourself in the flesh. You will want to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are living for Him, you will want to spread the truth to those who need Him. The flaming evangelist John Wesley declared that there were three needs in his life. First, he needed a whole Christ for his Savior. Secondly, a whole Bible for his guide. And thirdly, the whole world for his parish. No one parish in England could hold John Wesley. England was not big enough for him. His great heart embraced the entire world. Naturally, no one of us can go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, but we shall be of little value in the part of the world that we occupy unless our hearts reach out to the whole world. We shall make little impact on our neighbor who lives next door if we do not sense our debtorship to every creature. Our message is a universal message. Jesus Christ is not the Savior for any one city, state, or country. He is the Savior for the world. Christianity is not a Western religion, but the truth of God for the East, West, North, and South. Oh, how we need to be delivered from our provincialism and sectarianism and see that the entire world, because of sin, the world is on fire and the only possible solution is Jesus Christ. I beg of you, child of God, to allow the Holy Spirit to search out your heart. Be sure Jesus Christ is reigning in your life. And then give yourself to this task in every possible way to sacrifice of your time and your money to reach the lost. The time is drawing near when the end will come, and what we must do quickly. If you happen to be one who is unreached or untouched by the gospel of Jesus Christ, I urge you to give consideration to His claim on your soul right now. He wants to save you, for He died for you. Will you give Him a chance to prove to you that He can give you a better life, a happier life, a fuller life? If so, here is what to do. Just now, simply bow your head. Tell Him you are sorry for your sins, that you want to be saved, that you will follow Him day by day and trust Him for all things. And then say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. And I guarantee you on the authority of the Word of God that He will enter immediately and He will never leave. And He will guide you and direct you. And He will be your Lord. Father, I pray that thousands will turn to Christ today, that they might experience your peace and happiness. And then for those of us who have been born again, arouse us from our sleep that we may give ourselves to that which should have priority in everything, that of reaching the lost for Jesus Christ. This I pray in His holy and wonderful name for His glory. Amen.